because they are not good Christian men who believe the scriptures and want to follow Christ? I don't believe that for a minute. Nonetheless, many couples have told me that the typical husband just doesn't find the typical devotional for couples that interesting or that friendly. After trying it a few times, he just sort of finds other things to do. I think I know why. Most women experience an emotional and spiritual connection with their husbands when praying and reading scripture together. The typical woman is energized by the typical couple's devotional because she's quite willing to share her feelings, her weaknesses, and her needs in order to feel oneness in her marriage. And she expects the same from her husband. But if you are a typical husband, you are not that eager to be so transparent. And you don't see this as the primary purpose of a devotional book for couples. I know, because I too do not get up in the morning with this kind of mindset. Instead, I'm thinking about fulfilling my responsibilities in my field of endeavor. Like most Christian men, I prefer to pray about what the scriptures is saying and how it applies to my tasks for the day, and then commit this into God's hands. But if I sense that Sarah might be using our prayer time to correct me or change my behavior to match her own pink perceptions, I automatically start to feel resistant. Does this mean I'm not interested in Sarah's needs or the needs of the rest of the family? Of course not. But my point is this. As I focus on Jesus during our prayer times, I am much more open to hearing His voice concerning something I might be doing to bug Sarah. I do want to be corrected, but not because Sarah has endeavored to change me during our devotional times. The changes come because God has spoken to my heart through His Word. I am grateful that neither of us is trying to use devotional times to change the other. Sarah is committed to letting God be God in my life, and I'm committed to letting God be God in her life. Our conscious attempt to approaching devotionals in this way is paying big dividends. We highly recommend it. And I also recommend options for using this book on your own terms, which is full of ideas for using the 52 devotionals in this book to your best advantage, as you seek to have God work in and through both of you. And now a word to the wives. Ladies, may I be gently and lovingly honest with you? What I say may sound a bit stern, but please hear me out. If you have been to a Love and Respect conference or have read the book, you are familiar with the principle of pink and blue. As a woman, you are approaching devotionals with a pink view of life that is much different from your husband's blue view. And this can lead to problems, as I have already mentioned. In fact, it could well be that your big, strong husband lives in fear of your disapproval or criticism. With many couples, the wife is often better versed in the Bible than her husband, and he probably doesn't feel he can pray as well to boot. In short, devotionals can make him feel vulnerable, like he is in a situation that will reveal his faults and flaws. Nobody, blue or pink, appreciates being in this position. It is contrary to human nature. But even more threatening to a devotional success is pink's natural desire to want to connect with blue while having devotionals together. She pictures the devotional time as an opportunity to talk with her husband and share her feelings in the hope that he will make changes that will make her feel more loved. I understand her womanly heart. But devotional time must not be seen as a vehicle for marital enrichment or therapy. Am I saying that feeling emotionally connected to your husband during devotions is absolutely forbidden by God? Of course not. But let this be a byproduct, not the goal. I was trying to make this very point when Sarah and I were having dinner with friends during the writing of this book. To help the wife process what I was saying, I asked her if I could use an outlandish example. She agreed, so I said, "What would you say if your husband wanted to have sex right after having devotions together?" She frowned a little and said, "No way. Oh, I get it." "Right," I replied. "This is about the two of you seeking Christ, not about connecting sexually or emotionally. That might happen after devotions, but it is not your goal." Feeling encouraged, I decided to make one more point. "On a similar note," I said, "let me try to convey what these big, strong men feel about wives pushing them to read devotional books so they can connect. What would you say if your husband said, 'We haven't read the diet book I bought you for a whole week?'" She